Nimajya, after bathing, asmin, in this, ride, in the lake, bhiru, O fearful one, vimanam, airplane, idam, this, aruha, ascend, idam, this, Shuklakritam, created by Lord Vishnu, Tirtham, sacred lake, Ashisham, the desires, Yapakam, bestowing, Nrinam, of human beings. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Feel good, right? I gain some confidence. You have heard Prabhupada speaking, sitting on this Vyasasana and speaking. Anyone here has such a good fortune? Yourself, Mataji. Your good name? Many times you are here for months together? Very well. Not you, huh? You're Denver? Pritikarma Prabhu? Where were you stationed those days? Where were you that time while Prabhupada was in Los Angeles? And we were in Bombay. Okay. I wish he was with us giving this morning's class. In some sense, he is giving class. It is his Bhagavatam and his translations and purports and his disciples, humble disciples, are trying to say something. My dear Devahuti, you look very much afraid. First bathe in the lake Bindu Sarovar, created by Lord Vishnu himself, which can grant all desires of a human being, and then mount this airplane. Purport. It is still the system to go to the places of pilgrimage and take a bath in the water there. In Vrindavan, the people take baths in the river Jamuna. In other places, such as Prayag, they take baths in river Ganges. The words Tirtham Ashisham Yapakam refer to the fulfillment of desires by bathing in a place of pilgrimage. Kardamuni advised his good wife to bathe in the lake Bindu Sarovar so that she could revive the former beauty and the luster of her body. Nemajasmin ride bhiru vimanam idam aruha idam shuklam kritam tirtham ashisham vyapakam nrinam. My dear Devahuti, you look very much afraid. First bathe in Lake Bindu Sarovar, created by Lord Vishnu himself, which can grant all desires of a human being, and then mount this airplane. There is one Bindu Sarovar. In Bhubaneswar, claimed to be the same Bindu Sarovar. But there are some other claims also. In Gujarat, it's a Bindu Sarovar. Always more than one places. Bindu. Idam shuklam kritam tirtham. Idam, this one. He's pointing at this one. Idam, this one. Look, look, this one. His wife is right there. And they're on the bank of that Bindu Sarovar. On the lake that was created by shuklam kritam. Lord Vishnu created that Tirtha by the Bindus, by the teardrops of Lord Vishnu. He had come there earlier, visiting ashram of Kardamuni, by seeing, and that was perfection, of course, perfection of the austerities that this Kardamuni had performed. Shudhyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. The tapasya purifies. Then that tapasya could drag Lord Vishnu to that person who is performing tapasya. That's the power of tapasya. So Lord Vishnu had come. He was still there on the back of Garuda. He's right there. Garuda ji ki. So he was in the air, not landed yet. He doesn't have to land. He's there in the air, just above the kutir of Kardamuni, and Lord Vishnu is there standing. We see that photograph. You know? Lord is standing, holding all the four symbols. And as he's watching Kardamuni, seeing Kardamuni, and he's so much pleased with Kardamuni and his austerities, his penance, his devotion. Of course, this tapasya of Kardamuni is not a dry one. Yat karosi, yad asnasi, yad jihosi, dadasi, yat tapasyasi, kaunteya tad kurusvam adarpanam. So he was offering his tapasya unto the Lord, for the pleasure of the Lord. And Lord was highly pleased. He was there watching, looking at him with great affection. So much affection that Lord started shedding tears. As mothers do, I have seen my mother shedding tears out of great affection, taking me on her lap, or I just passed some exam, and out of two times, when in great distress one shares tears, and in great joy, jubilation also one sheds tears. So Lord was very jubilant to see His Son, His Kardamuni, my Kardamuni, dear Kardamuni. And there were tears. How many? Lots of tears. So many bindus. Bindu means drop. Sindhu. The Sindhu, the ocean. The bindu, the drop in that ocean. Bindu. So bindu sarovar. So many drops, droplets. Crystal clear. Like pearls were dropping, as if pearls were dropping from the eyes of the Lord, and that formed a lake called Bindu Sarovar. There's also Prem Sarovar in Vrindavan, which is formed with the tears of their Krishna as well as Radha. And they're shedding so many tears at one point, feeling great separation from each other. They're sitting next to each other. They're thinking, where is Krishna? I just had him. And this rascal Madhu Mangal came with a stick, because there's one Madhu, the Brahmar. The bumblebee was hovering just above where Radha and Krishna were sitting. So this Madhu Mangal thought, this guy, he didn't catch it. I didn't say it properly. He's disturbing Radha and Krishna. So he came with a big stick and to get rid of this bumblebee, make this is a distraction. So he came with a stick. And then while going away, I got rid of Madhu. And as Radharani hears this, she thought, he got rid of my Madhusudana. I finally had him, but just see what he has done. He got rid of Madhusudana now. Where I'm going to find him? Oh, Madhusudana. And she's, it was into tears. Madhusudan then was right there looking, I'm here! But she doesn't take any notice. No, you are not here. She doesn't even hear what to speak of responding. But he's fully convinced that he's not there. Madhu Mangal got rid of Madhusudan. And then Krishna, he couldn't, by seeing Radharani in that state of intense separation and full of tears, Krishna also starts shedding tears. And their streams were flowing, not just a drop at a time, like a tap in Indian taps, water taps, drop at a time. They don't flow, drop. You have to keep the bucket for 2 hours to fill up one bucket sometimes. So it wasn't like that. Their streams were flowing. Little rivulets are flowing from their eyes. And those tears mixed, forming another lake between Barsana and Nandagram called Prem Sarovar. So that's another Sarovar. That's another lake. Here, this is Bindu Sarovar. Idam Shuklam Kritam Tirtham. And Kardamuni is asking his wife, who has been described, Bhiru, oh fearful one, don't be afraid. Just enter these lakes, this lake. Nimajyamasmin ride Bhiru. Just throw yourself into the lake. Just enter the lake. Jump into the lake. Dive into this lake. Nimajjamasmin ride bhiru. And then, of course, this lake will Ashisham vyapakam nrinam. You'll be bestowed all benedictions, with all benedictions. All your desires will be fulfilled. Just enter this lake. And once you have done that, vimanam aruham idam, board this plane. Then we'll take off and travel all over. Not the planet, all over, all the planets, all over the universe. It is a common knowledge that the world is big and it was accessible to personalities like Kardamuni. He had his own Viman, he had his own aircraft. And wife and husband boarded the plane. And this is long, long, long time ago. Much prior to the Wright brothers. There are some Wright ideas. Somewhere in Europe. Huh? Or was it America? Europe. Aha. Uh-huh. And the flights were very common those days, good old days. Flying was very common. Interplanetary shuttle services were going between higher planets and earthly planet. This always was one of the principal destinations for all the travelers. This earthly planet is very, very special. Tirtha. Bindu Sarovar is mentioned here, but so many tirthas on this planet associated with Krishna, with Ram, with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and few have been mentioned. Jamuna, in Vrindavan people take baths in river Jamuna and Prayag, and there's so many places. Our Padyatris, they have been traveling in India for past 20 years, they always come across yet another Tirtha, another new Tirtha. After 5, 10, 20 kilometers walk, there's another Tirtha, yet another Tirtha. So many Tirthas all over that part of the planet, which is property of everybody. Why in India only? Why is Lord appearing in India? Well, that part of the world is not in India. Vrindavan is not in India. Mathura is not in India. We were just reading last night also. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Vrindavan, Mathura. First went to Mathura. And he is at Mathura. He's at Vishram Ghat. Taking bath at Vishram Ghat. Then he took bath at all the 24 ghats on the bank of Jamuna. So Vishram Ghat is a place where Vishram, resting place. Lord Krishna has taken rest. Lord Varaha took rest one time at Vishram Ghat. He had just lifted the earth. And he was holding on his little tusk, Varaha, Varaha. He has little tusks. And he's holding, earth is right there, little one, tiny one. And as he holds the earth, he's called Dharani Dhar. Earth is up there and he's sitting in Mathura. Mathura is not up there. Mathura is not part of the earth. The earth fell down, but Vrindavan did not fall down. Infallible. Vrindavan remained wherever it was, wherever it is. Lord Varaha comes, holding the earthly planet, and is sitting in Mathura, Vishram Ghat. So all these tirthas, all these holy places are not in India. To think that they are in India is one of the 10 offenses at the feet of the Holy Dham. There are 10 offenses against the holy name. There are 10 offenses against the Dham. And this is one of them. To think that Vrindavan is in UP and Mayapur is in Bengal, not correct. Offense. They have yet their own realm. So one goes, Prabhupada is writing, still the system to go to the places of pilgrimage and take a bath in water there. In Vrindavan, people take baths in river Jamuna. And Prayagraj, there's a Ganga, there's Jamuna, there's a Saraswati, and there's a Kaveri, there's a Narmada, there's a Sindhu, and Godavari. People were on the bank of Godavari just last month. Millions of them. There's a Kumbh Mela on the bank of Godavari at Nasik. We had a big camp, huge camp. Following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, he used to go to Kumbh Melas. He went in 71, he went again there in 77. And Prabhupada said, we haven't come here to take bath, although he's talking of taking bath. Still, that is the tradition. But Prabhupada, we have come here to preach the glories of devotional service. He was reminding his disciples. I also happened to be there in 77 Kumbh Mela. And we're sitting in the tent, Prabhupada's tent in Kumbh Mela. Tent right in the riverbed of, the whole city comes up, crops up in the riverbed of Ganga. So we had our camp. So I was just reminded when Prayag came up here. So Prabhupada asked, there's one Ramanandi, one follower from another sampradaya, a nice Vaishnava. We Padyatris had just a week earlier had visited his village, and then we had invited him to come see our Guru Maharaj. So this gentleman, a grahastha, but a nice saintly grahastha. So he had come. So Prabhupada asked him as they were talking, did he go take bath? At Triveni Sangam, the confluence. And when he said that, this person was so smart. He was carrying some water. So he moved very fast. He rushed to the feet of Prabhupada. He bathed Prabhupada's lotus feet. Poured water within one hand and he held water, I think he had a plate or something. And then he sprinkled that water on his forehead, on his head. Yes, I had taken bath. This is the bath that I was looking forward to.
পদজল, ভক্ত পদ জল, ভক্ত পদ ধুলি, ভক্ত ভুক্ত অবশেষ, এই তিন বল,
দিস থ্রি থিংস গিভ আস স্পিরিচুয়াল স্ট্রেংথ। ওয়ান অফ দেম ইজ ভক্ত পদ জল, ওয়াটার দ্যাট হ্যাজ ওয়াশ দ্য লোটাস ফিট অফ গ্রেট আচার্যাস স্পিরিচুয়াল মাস্টার, ইউ স্প্রিঙ্কল দ্যাট, ইউ হ্যাভ টেকেন বাথ ইন অল দ্য হোলি তীর্থস। And bhakta, pada, dhuli, the dust of their feet, and bhakta, bhukta, vashesh, the mahaprasad, left behind by pure devotees. That is, these three things give lots of bal, lots of spiritual strength. Srila Prabhupada always reminded us of one particular verse. He's not doing in this purport, but he always does this. When talk comes of taking a holy dip in some tirtha, some sacred river, then he says, Yat tirtha buddhi salilaina karnishit na janeshu abhigeshu sa eva Gokharaha. Remember Gokhara, these words? Gokharaha. So this is a statement of Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is in Kurukshetra. He has traveled long distance. He has come all the way from Dwarka with hundreds and thousands of residents of Dwarka to take holy dip in the lake at Kurukshetra. On the occasion of sun eclipse, this is tradition even to this day. So 5,000 years ago, there is one sun eclipse, Krishna has come. So there are so many other sages and rishis and munis. When they found out the Lord was in town, Lord was there, they all came in big number to see the Lord. And Lord was now addressing them. So this statement, this which Prabhupada always quotes, this statement of Lord Krishna. And Lord is, my dear sages and saintly persons assembled here. People go to tirthas. I also have come to this holy tirth. Yat tirtha buddhi salile na karhichit. People have so much faith in taking bath. Salile. Salila means water. Sacred waters. Yat tirtha buddhi. Their mind is fixed. They're focused on taking bath in the holy places. There's so much faith in these holy rivers, the lakes, the kundas. And they come and they take bath. But they always don't have same amount of faith in janeshu abhigyeshu, in people, personalities who are abhigya. Those are in full knowledge. Abhigya. Gya means to know. Abhigya. Abhigya swarat. Krishna is also known as abhigya and swarat. Lord is independent and in full knowledge, full cognizance. So those who are devoted to Him, have heard Him, they also become abhigya. So those who are knowledgeable, personalities in those tirthas, residing on the banks of those tirthas, those who study shastras, they are like a spiritual master, spiritual guides for the pilgrims. Coming to that, those places of pilgrimage. So people coming, they have more faith, and they have sometimes only faith in taking bath, but not having faith in those holy men, the knowledgeable persons, those dham gurus. And so these persons coming for only holy dip, but not approaching the holy man, they are to be compared. Krishna says, go and khara. They're like a cows or the bull is also go. Sometimes I feel bad to say that they are compared to the cow. I think it's good, isn't it? Compare someone to a cow is good. But go also meant dull-headed bull, not a gentle cow. So it has both meanings, cow and the bull. They're both go. Go and khara. Khara means ass. Ass is okay. There's no controversy over that. So they are compared with the ashes and compared to the cows or dull-headed bulls. They just go and only take bath. They do not approach the holy man. When people go to Prayag, the Ganga is visible, Jamuna is visible. The people wonder, where is Saraswati? Where is Saraswati? Where is Saraswati? Because it's a very mysterious river, huh? Appears and disappears and goes up and down. And so she's also there. And then devotees explain that, look, there are hundreds and thousands of sadhus are here and they're talking. And Saraswati is flowing right out of their mouths. Saraswati is emanating from their mouths. So take bath in that. Those words, those knowledgeable statements. And then your bath is complete. Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, you drown also in the ocean of knowledge. So of the two, taking bath and hearing from sadhu is considered superior. And if one doesn't do that, but only takes bath, then is go khara. It's only go khara. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as this Nimajja after bathing. Reminded me of another statement of Prabodhanand Saraswati in Chaitanya Chandramrit. He is glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, Ena majjanti majjanti te maha anartha sagare avatirne gaura chandre vistirne prema sagare. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared in order to expand the ocean of knowledge, ocean of love of Godhead. So everyone is appealed, please jump now. Jump right in there. Avatirne Gaura Chandra. Lord has appeared. Gaura Chandra has appeared. Vistirne, prema sagare, prema sagar, the ocean of love of Godhead, he has come to expand it. Normally, oceans are not allowed to go beyond certain limit. They're trying to cross the borders at Carolina. A few days ago, something was happening. Normally, they have their limit. Prabhupada was on morning walk in Hawaii, and he stopped suddenly and with his sticks, and devotees gathered around to hear statement of Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, Lord has ordered this ocean. You can't go beyond this. Maya dhyakshena prakriti. Prabhupada had this thought as he was walking. He wanted to share with his disciples. He stopped. Devotees gathered around and, yes, this ocean is not allowed to expand. Come forward. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to Pratikshana. Read that. The ocean of love of Godhead is ever expanding, ever expanding. What is that? Cheto darpanam arjanam bhava mahadava agni nirvapanam sriya kairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavadhu jivanam. Then? Anandam budhi vardhanam. Anandam budhi, ocean of love of Godhead. And vardhanam, expanding ocean of love of Godhead. We don't have such experience. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to expand the ocean of love of Godhead. And there is appeal that you please dive deeper into this ocean. And if you don't do this, the only other ocean awaiting you is Maha Anartha Sagare. Let's talk of two sagars, two oceans. Prem Sagar, Maha Anartha Sagar. So, e na majjanti majjanti. Those who do not dive deeper into the ocean of love of Godhead, further expanded by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for them only choice is Maha Anartha Sagare. So, let us, and that ocean has been expanded on behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Srila Prabhupada. That ocean has been expanded, cutting canals, sitting in that Jaldut board just last week. Devotees of Boston, they gathered at pier. Boston Pier, and they had a festival called Paschatya Desha Tarine. They gave the name of the festival Paschatya Desha Tarine. There are a couple of hundred devotees, some senior devotees, Prabhupada disciples. They went to that pier where Prabhupada he landed, and Captain Pandya said, hey, Swamiji, America is here, let's go, let's see. And Prabhupada had accompanied this Pandya. And Prabhupada was watching America for the first time. And they were all immersed in this Maha Anartha Sagar. Sagar of Anarthas. Then that's the time Prabhupada was, I came here on order of my spiritual master to deliver Gauravani Pracharine, Gauravani, the message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But how am I going to do? I have no customers. Everyone is so rat race. They're running back and forth. No one is stopping and everyone is rushing, running. With such a passion. And Prabhupada was wondering, oh my God, how am I going to manage now? And then Prabhupada had sat and went back to the boat. Now boat was between Boston and New York. Prabhupada sat down and he wrote that famous poem, Bhagavad Dharma Markini. O Prabhu, O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now Nachao Prabhu, Nachao, Nachao Saimate. Amito kaster putuli. I am just a puppet in your hands, O Mahaprabhu, O Krishna, O Damodar. Now make me dance, O Lord, make me dance. As you feel, make me dance. So Prabhupada came and he expanded the love of Godhead, spread all over America, all over Europe, all over Africa, and like that, he went 14 times around cutting canals and distributing love of Godhead, that prem, Krishna prem that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had brought with him all the way from the spiritual sky. And Prabhupada was taking that all over and creating tirthas and his shastras are tirthas. We could take shelter of this. Tirtha is a place that gives you shelter. Dham is place where you take refuge. You take shelter. That is dham. So of all the tirthas, Srila Prabhupada's scriptures, books are the topmost holy places, places of pilgrimage, places which we should visit. And as we visit these scriptures, they take us all over. We go with Karda Muni all over, and we go with other Munis, Narad Muni all over, and we go to Vaikund, we go to Golok, we go to everywhere. These are the windows of the spiritual sky. We could see through Prabhupada's books. Otherwise we're blind, not able to see because of the darkness of this age of Kali. And then Prabhupada offered us Bhagavatam. Nasta kalo drasham esham. Kalo nasta drasham. Kali Yuga finished our drishti, our vision. Purana arka uditaha. Then Bhagavatam has appeared on the scene from the horizon. Prabhupada has presented that. And there's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message in there. And we should take shelter of Prabhupada's. Taking shelter of Prabhupada is taking shelter of his instructions, his purports. He has poured his heart into his books. And his books are non-different from Prabhupada. So as we open the books and listen, read, Prabhupada is right there. We get to meet Prabhupada, we get to know Prabhupada. If you want to know me, what is to be done? What to do? How we get to know Prabhupada? Read his books, read his thoughts, read his sense of what person is, his speech. Wait till he talks. Wait till he talks. He may have a tie and a coat, but as soon as he opens his mouth, he's going to expose himself as a fool. So, Prabhupada was a wise man, wisest person that we have ever met. And he has contributed so much. He has given us Rukmini Dwarkadish. He has given everything. He has given us Krishna. What more you want? He's given us the holy name. Given us also Vrindavan. Given us Mayapur. Given us Jagannath Puri. Given us Mahaprasad. Mahaprasade Govinde. Very famous, popular prayer, right? The two prayers are very famous. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. As soon as that prayer is chanted, devotees, Mahaprasade go. They make that prayer. Mahaprasade. So, Prasad, Prabhupada has given everything to us. So let us remain very grateful to Srila Prabhupada, and this Hare Krishna movement was so dear to Prabhupada. He always appealed to everyone to understand this movement and appealed everyone to join this movement, to push on this movement. Especially American boys and girls. American boys and girls. Sometimes he said European boys and girls. He never said Indian boys and girls. I was waiting, but he never said Indian boys. Anyway, we were included in that. And he wanted his American boys and girls especially to do something wonderful. Do something wonderful. Otherwise you should give up your citizenship. What kind of Americans you are if you can't do wonderful things. So let us all meditate. Get together, plan, cooperate with Sovas Prabhu to push on our Hare Krishna movement in this part of the world. Adhuta Karma will go with a boot to the scientist. And Prabhupada liked the kicking the scientist with the boot. So like that, we have different fronts to work on. Just get our army together, consolidate army, and shoot. Maya is getting stronger, Kali Yuga forces are getting. We should unite and spread this Krishna consciousness all over. There is nothing better to be had than this Krishna consciousness. The only thing that is lacking in this world according to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So let us take this very seriously. Take it to our heart. Practice and propagate it far and wide. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Sriman Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande.
Thank you for a wonderful one. Absolutely. Thank you.
There's some meeting program, lunch program?
Yeah, there definitely is.